on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
At 8, former Defence Minister Al Khan says he'll be backing Andy Burnham in a Labour leadership contest. Nominations open tomorrow, though Mr. Khan was the last public threat to the man expected to take over as Prime Minister. The Princess of Wales says Arthur Ferry has inspired so many after becoming the first British wildcard to reach the semi-finals of Wimbledon. The 23-year-old, who was ranked 114th in the world coming into the tournament, beat ninth seed Flavio Cobolli in straight sets. He did that in front of the Queen, who was watching in the Royal Box.
I mean, it's obviously an honour to play in front of her, and great to meet her. She had some really kind words for me at the end as well. So playing in front of tennis legends and now the Queen. So it's special, yeah.
Ferry will face Alexander Zverev next. Donald Trump says the US will hit Iran hard again tonight after declaring the ceasefire was no more. The two countries exchanged heavy fire overnight. Mr. Trump also claimed he's the Iranian regime's number one target. Nigel Farage has formally quit as the MP for Clacton. None of the major political parties will run against him after branding the by-election there a farce and a publicity stunt. The last woman to be executed in the UK has received a conditional pardon. Ruth Ellis was hanged in 1955 after shooting dead her abusive racing driver partner outside a North London pub. Grace Houghton was part of the legal team behind the appeal.
Our argument is that she would now be recognised as having battered woman syndrome, which would have caused a jury nowadays, or even just a couple of years later, to consider her crime in a very different light.
The pardon doesn't claim she was innocent, but replaces her sentence with one of life imprisonment. And Virgin Media has been slapped with the biggest ever fine from the communications regulator. The £28 million penalty is for hassling millions of customers who wanted to cancel their contracts. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
And we're going to start the final hour with a US woman who's had two multi-platinum albums, sold over 36 million records, but has only had three singles in the UK chart that made the lower reaches of our top 40.
Let's get down to it. Kite Radio. Red Kite Radio.
To the second and the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And first up this hour was Pat Benatar and Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which is a track written by Eddie Schwartz, who, he'd released a few singles himself, but he ended up having more success as a writer and producer for artists like Amy Stewart, who we're going to hear from later on in the hour, Joe Cocker, The Doobies, and many more. Now, this is one of those songs that these days gets played regularly at baseball and football games in America. The single did, in fact, sell over 1 million copies in America alone, and yet, sort of indicative of Pat's lack of success here in the UK, this one didn't even make the top 100 here in 1980. And then we heard from Johnny H. Jazz and Heart of Gold, which was written by the band's vocalist Clark Datchler, who said that he was inspired to write it after talking to a prostitute he met in LA. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Well, it was also inspired by a song called Mr. Policeman by the US artist Rick James. And it would be the last of just four top 40 hits that Johnny H. Jazz would have here at number 19 in 1988. But next up, something totally different, Enya, Orinoco Flow, which is a track co-written by Enya with an Irish poet and lyricist called Roma Ryan. Now, Enya had started in her family folk band Clannad, but very soon left to go solo. And it was her second album, Watermark, which would really launch what became an amazing international career. 4 Grammys, and over 80 million records sold. And this was the lead track from the Watermark album. The single was a huge international hit and number one in the UK for 3 weeks in 1988.
The 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling on Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Is Vic there?
Hello.
Is Vic there? 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 Is Vic there?
Well, I wonder if you remembered that one. It was Department S and Is Vic There? And they were a post-punk band who were sort of spawned, really, from another group called Guns for Hire. And they took their name from the spy fiction adventure series of the 1960s of the same name. And, well, if you remember that, it had that actor with the huge 1960s moustache, a certain Peter Wingard, starred in it. Well, this would be Department S's debut single, produced by a couple of ex-Mott the Hoople members. And the band, unfortunately, well, they only lasted 2 years. This would be their only top 40 hit and number 22 in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Blancmange and Don't Tell Me. And this was written by Neil Arthur and Stephen Luscombe, who were the duo that made up the band. And they'd met in Harrow back in 1979. But they only lasted 6 years. Well, first time round they did, because they reformed after 25 years apart, and they've been releasing albums ever since. And after their single Living on the Ceiling, this would be their next most successful single, got to number 8 in 1984.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
Sure, I should be high above. I climbed the mountain, reaching for the skies, and all too soon I jumped the moon and find I'm losing my mind. Don't tell me I'm the howling wind. Don't tell me you're the wounded star. Don't tell me I'm the devil's friend. Don't tell me I've gone too far. My room last night. Don't turn your back on me. I didn't hear you as you left the room last night. Please return and set me free. I climbed the mountain, reaching for the skies, and all too soon I jumped the moon and find the sun burns my eyes. So tell me I'm the howling wind. So tell me, don't tell me you're the wounded star. So tell me, I'm the
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
There with the Funboy 3 and Really Saying Something. Now that track was co-written by the legendary Norm Whitfield, the legendary certainly 60s and 70s producer. But this was during his early days in Motown in the 60s. And back then it was a minor hit for the Velvets. And the Funboy 3, well, they did the backing vocals on it because they'd had a hit earlier in the year with the Bananarama Girls backing them. And that was, of course, It Ain't What You Do. Well, this one, it would go all the way to number 5 in 1982. Now, the next Tame Poetry Salon will take place at the Crosskeys Pub in Tame on Friday the 10th of July from 7 till 9pm. And what it is it's a supportive platform for local poets and creatives, which will give audiences, in their words, a unique experience. Now, as well as poetry, the evening is open to performers of music, storytelling, or even stand-up comedy. And if you'd like to go, entry is £10 on the door at the Crosskeys this coming Friday. But next up for us, we're going to hear from Harold Faltermeyer and Axel F, which of course is the theme from the film Beverly Hills Cop. Now, Harold was a German arranger and producer who had worked with the great Giorgio Moroder as a pioneer of synth pop, really, in the late 70s and early 80s. He also worked with many artists, and he also created film soundtracks like this one. He also did work for the Top Gun film and the Fletch films. Well, this was a big international hit for him. It only got quite off the top of our chart by Phil Bailey and Phil Collins and Easy Lover in 1985.
Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Present.
Mike and the Mechanics there, and The Living Years, which is co-written by Mike Rutherford with a certain B.A. Robertson, you might remember, of Bang Bang fame. Well, the track would win an Ivor Novello Award. It was nominated for 4 Grammys, and well, no less than Burt Bacharach would say it was one of the finest lyrics of the decade. An inspiration for that lyric came when the two writers found out that their respective fathers had died almost at the same time. It would be a US number one, it would be their biggest single here as a band, only kept off the top by Kylie and Jason in 1989. Now, after a few messages from our advertisers, we're going to hear Amy Stewart and Friends, which is a personal favourite of mine, I must admit. I even bought the 12-inch version of this track back in the day. Well, it was written by an Italian composer whose stage name was the very English Mike Francis. And it also was true that he provided backing vocals on the track. Well, the Italian public certainly loved it. It topped the chart there and made a very respectable number 12 here in 1984.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Drugs stay in your system longer than you think, so you could fail a police drug test days later.
Drug test positive.
Be banned from driving for a minimum of 12 months.
Come with me, please, sir.
And have a criminal record for years.
And turn to the side, please.
Which could cost you your job.
So sorry, gonna have to let you go.
Is risking your future really a road you want to go down? When you let drugs drive, you lose control of your life. Think. Don't put drugs in the driving seat.
Get the party started every Friday night at 7 p.m. with the Weekend Warm-Up Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From the hottest 90s rave classics to those noughties dance floor bangers, I'll be bringing you the beats that will get you in the mood to hit the weekend hard. Crank up the volume, let loose, and get ready to dance. The Weekend Warm-Up Show is your perfect start to the weekend. So tune in every Friday at 7 p.m. only on Red Kite Radio 107.2.
For Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back. Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Undertones there on your Red Kite Radio and My Perfect Cousin, which was the first of the band's singles to be written by the band's guitarists, O'Neill and Bradley, and it was inspired by an actual cousin of one of them. And if you listen carefully, well, you may have heard a reference to the then unknown synth legends that would be the Human League. Surprisingly, this would be the band's only top 10 hit in the UK, number 9 in spring 1980. Next up, we're going to hear The Proclaimers and Letter from America, which was written by the brothers in the band and inspired by the Scottish long history of emigration to America. Now, this track has recently had a punk rock cover version done to celebrate Scottish qualification for the World Cup. Enough said, it was a Proclaimers debut single, number 3, 1987.
Second chance. Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Kingsey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
following the Proclaimers, I thought we'd have another Scottish artist, and that was, of course, Altered Images and Don't Talk to Me About Love. Now, that track was written by the band and produced, in fact, by one of the stalwart writers from the 70s glam rock era, a certain Mike Chapman. Now, this would be Altered Images' last major hit in the UK. In fact, it was the last of their three top 10 hits. This one got to number 7 in 1983. Now, we are almost out of time for another 80s Rewind. We have the 9 o'clock news coming up shortly. But after that, well, we're sticking with Red Kite because we've got two more shows coming up tonight. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country. And from 10 to 11 o'clock, we have the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane. I've got just one more 80s track to take us out tonight, and we're going to finish with a synth classic written by the band's Mike Score, who, well, if you lived through the 80s, you will certainly remember his haircut, because he was the lead vocalist of Flock of Seagulls, and this track is Wishing, which was inspired by a girl that Mike had met just as the band was leaving to tour America. Story goes, he asked her for a photo, but she said no. And the reason for that was that she said, if you're going to be famous, you'll just forget me. Sad, but it was probably true, you feel. Well, it's a great synth track, and it was a number 10 in 1982. But that's all from me for another Wednesday night. I do thank you so much for joining me. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And as I always say, please do join me again next Wednesday night from 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio for two more hours of 80s Classic and the 80s Rewind. Have a great week and good night.
The way that you smile, oh, no.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.